afternoon, everybody. This is Debbie Q with The Right Shoe. And my next episode that I'm working on, it's a brutal ep. Oh, my goodness. This murder is so horrific. I don't want to say what it is. I don't know. I don't know why. I'm going to do that next. And then I have one after that, which if everything works out okay, the author of the book that I'm reading about the case, I'm going to talk to him. So two cases in front I'm working on now because it's easy and people have asked, because I was going to do that smack podcast, which was going to encompass everything like movies, my life, you know, because some people just want to hear murder. Some people like when I talk about my life. The latest thing has been an influx of people saying I sound high or drunk, to which I will say 1,000 times, I don't know, when I was growing up, and I'll tell you, for many, many years, yes, I had a massive problem with drugs. I haven't been high, and I haven't been, I actually was drunk last Saturday for the first time in 15 years. I hadn't drank since before my kids were born, so it was a long time. Beyond that, I am not high or drunk. My voice is my voice. You know, I do a lot. I'm busy. I get tired. I don't know. I started YouTube. I don't know. That's when I never had a negative comment until I started YouTube. So, I mean, I appreciate all the listeners on YouTube who like me. Thank you. The ones who don't, you're going to have to find somebody that doesn't sound high or drunk. With that being said, let's move on. The reason that tonight I am blabbing off topic is because this would have been what Smack Podcast was about. If you're about true crime, this is going to be about drugs. Everyone has been asking me to do another. Well, not everybody, but I got a lot of requests for, I did heroin 1, 2, and 3. And I got requests that said, you know, could you do another story about drugs? Now, I'm hoping it was because my big thing would be if someone's struggling with drugs and they listen to my heroin episodes, and they were like, wow, you know, I don't want to do drugs. I want to get off of them. I mean, I hope that that's why they wanted to listen, not because they wanted to listen to the fun and frolics I had. I mean, I'll be brutally honest. You know, when I was young, I grew up in a neighborhood that was just absolutely saturated with drugs of every kind. Also, it was a long time ago. The drugs of today are not the drugs that I did. I mean, I'm serious. You know, when we got drugs, it was what it was supposed to be. If we got a pill, it was a pill. Now they're making their own pills and they're pressing them in their basement with fentanyl. I'll tell you a story in a second about a true story. It just happened. You know, these drugs are dangerous. Like there's bath salts. There's like all these strange drugs out there now that, I mean, I had real Quaaludes. I had acid that was real. I haven't heard a bad acid story yet, but I'm sure that's, you know, I don't know. It just seems like people think it's hilarious to put something shitty in somebody, which is disturbing to me. It first came out around the late 90s. The first time I heard of this happening was actually with alcohol. My friends went to a bar and they said they put their beer down and went to the bathroom. When they came back, they started drinking the beer again and they felt very drunk very quickly. They left the bar. They think somebody put like that GHB or GBH. I'm not sure what it's called. GHB, I think it is. Okay, it is GHB. It's a sedative. Now, people were putting GHB into drinks and it would make you pass out. So I think that's what happened to my friends because they said, Deb, you know, I mean, we were drinkers back in the 90s and they were like, you know, we don't get drunk off one beer. The problem was they really do believe that their alcohol was spiked, which that's a real shame because that's the first time I heard of things like of that nature starting. Nowadays, it's just absolutely a mess. My friend had bought something on the street. It wasn't what they said it was. And I said, well, how can that be? How can a pill not be a pill? They were like, Deb, people were pressing their own pills. And I'm like, what? I mean, what? How did that happen? So I don't trust anything. You know, I am just staunchly against drugs in today's world. This is a true story. There is a place near me. I won't say where because, you know, they would probably shoot me, literally. It's called the Crack Shack. And it's, you know, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a house filled with, if you want to do drugs, you go to the Crack Shack and you can get whatever you want. Now, there's a whole, I originally wanted to go into the Crack Shack and interview people there, but they're too nervous. They were like, nah, because they don't know what podcasts are. And when I tried to explain it, they were like, you're just going to give this to the police. And I couldn't, it just wasn't going to happen. But it would have been fascinating because somebody obviously owns that house. And they must get money off of people because there's always people laying around. Like there's rooms. My one friend lived there for like a month and he was paying like a certain amount to the person. It's definitely illegal, but the guy who, or the girl who owns, I don't know who owns it. That's how they make their money. They let people do whatever they want in the house. Now, my one friend went down there and he wanted meth. And he was like, Deb, he said, I did one line and I completely passed out. He said that was not meth. So I said it was probably fentanyl in there. And he agreed. He said like he just dropped to the floor. So there's a lot of interesting. Now there's a couple I know. I'm going to have to change their name. I'll use easy names for me to remember. Joe and Mary, their relationship is absolutely insane because Joe loves Mary more than Mary loves Joe. Now, Mary, I mean, I'm just going to be honest because nobody knows who I'm talking about. And I know they're not listening to this podcast. They didn't even know what a podcast was. And I know half of them don't even, well, they all own phones, but they're all those burner phones. Regardless, they're definitely not going to hear this. And even if they did, who's going to know? Elias, I don't know them. You know, I made up this story, but it's all true. So, Mary, she likes young men. Now, my friend Joe is an older man. So he has found Mary in many compromising positions, smoking crack with young men and probably doing a whole host of other things. But, you know, personally, I've talked to Mary. I've driven her to the doctors. She's hilarious. She's funny. I mean, she is funny, and it's a shame because you could tell she was very, very pretty early on. And man, she just looks bruised and battle scarred. Her face just, it's just, you know, the one day she said, Debbie, be honest with me, am I ugly? And I said, Mary, you're actually gorgeous, but you can tell that the crack it aged you. I said, if you stop smoking crack, you would be gorgeous in a second. It's just the crack. And she agreed with me. I mean, she was like, you know, you're honest. You know, I appreciate that. So anyway, I really wanted to tape Joe and Mary's relationship because Joe, now one time I had to drive Joe to the doctors. And I always drive them to the doctors because they don't have cars. And they're nice people. I mean, I don't begrudge. I don't care what the hell they do. When they're in my car, they are very respectful. They do not get into my car high. I mean, and if they're high, they're not acting it. They just need a ride to their doctors. Then one day, I was driving Joe and Mary. I guess Mary had done something. It wasn't crack because she was out and out falling asleep. Joe was just furious. And I could tell that Mary really needed to sleep. So we get down to the doctor's. Joe runs in, and there was a box in the middle of the street. And Mary runs out, and she's like, I got to see what's in that box. What if there's something in there? So she starts kicking it, and I'm hysterical because it just looked funny. I'm sorry. It's highly amusing. I'm laughing because she's kicking this box, and she's doing, like, she knows I'm laughing, so she's doing it more to make me laugh. She gets back in. But she said, Debbie, she said, I'm so tired. She said, I just need sleep. And Joe won't let me sleep. So I said, well, go to sleep right now. She fell asleep and she looked so peaceful. And I was looking at her, you know, when she was asleep. I felt so bad. I just, watching her sleep, I felt like, you know, I wish I could just take her somewhere and let her sleep for like 8 hours. Because she fell asleep so hard and so fast. I said, there's no way she hasn't slept, you know, in frickin' who knows how long. Well, Joe comes back in. He starts screaming, wake the F up. Rah, I can't believe you. I seen you kicking that box. What are you kicking that box for? I said, well, Joe, she just wanted to see what was in the box. But she was really tired. I mean, she was out. So he, you know, I'm not getting in the middle of people fighting. So he started like shaking her and she's screaming and crying. Then I happen to know this girl, I'll call her Maggie. Maggie, she is a friend of mine. Now, I know Maggie's mother, and Maggie's mother is like clean as a whistle. She's crazy as a fucking bed bug. But she's clean. I mean, she's just fucking crazy. And she says, you know, I worry about Maggie and just worry so much about her. And I said, well, she seems okay. You know, I'm telling you, when you do a lot of drugs, it really affects you, not only mentally, but physically. Like, you start shaking. You know, there's a lot of very negative side effects from chronic drug use. Anyway, so Maggie liked Joe. And I think Joe got tired of Mary. He was constantly going in the crack shack and finding Mary with other men. So he finally said to, you know, he was like, what do you think of Maggie? And I said, oh my God, you two would be fantastic together. I have to drink a ton of water or my voice goes into what my friend called vocal fry. You know, and it is. I got a hard voice. So Joe said, what do you think of me and Maggie? And I was like, I think you two be great together. Now, I did, because I realized that Mary was being with her, you know, she was being with other people. So, come on, she wasn't exactly being Joe's best friend. So I said, well, where is Mary? The next thing I know, I was driving home from work. Maggie and Joe were out in Pennypack Park. And they said, can you stop by? Do you want to stop by? We have Jello shots here. And I normally don't drink, but they had like this big thing at Jello shots. It was so cool looking. I actually would like to get them, because I don't like to drink, but I do like to do like a little tiny like shot, just like to relax. Like, you know, some people drink a glass of wine. I don't like wine, but like just to do like a little tiny Jello shot. I went over to Pennypack Park where they were, and they had this big thing of that they bought from the store, and it's filled with pre-made Jello shots, and they were really good. Did a Jello shot, and there was horses, and the people talk, the guys that had rented them, I don't remember what kind of horses Joe said they were, but they talk Spanish to them. So it was really cool to see them talk Spanish. But in the meantime, I got to see Maggie and Joe together. I think they're great together. I wanted to tape them. I perhaps might ask them one day. I would upload it to this. I would say, like, I'm going to put you on my podcast. I don't even think they would give a crap. And it's not like they're doing anything wrong. I mean, the crack shack might be, they haven't been to the crack shack since they met. That was the good point. They both looked really good. And I was like, used to look better than I've seen either of you look since I met you. So she said, what do you think of Joe? I said, I think he's two do better together than him and Mary, because Mary seems to like younger men. And that's why I wanted to do the crack shack, because it's like a soap opera in there. You know, you have, I can't use some of the names, which are so cool, but they would, I don't want to go that far. But it's so amazing that the dynamics that happen in that place. Now, I'm not sure, like, I'm talking about this. Is this what they wanted to hear when they asked about me to do a drug thing? I don't know. Like, I can tell an experience. Experimentation, except with heroin. Stay away from heroin. Heroin, you do not experiment. You cannot experiment with heroin. Heroin will kill you, especially in today's world. Do not even touch that garbage. Don't touch opiates. Stay away. Just if you're going to experiment, you know, smoke weed, you know, when you get into college, everyone drinks a little. You know, beyond that, I don't want to, because I don't want to have anyone say like I was promoting anything. You know, that's fine, but do not stay away from those opiates. They will take your soul quicker than you know, as will like crack cocaine. I've heard people can do coke and leave that alone. It's a bit different, but that crack, man, that's on a whole different level. I've seen people lose their houses. I've seen people get $100,000 from a settlement when they broke their leg and they spent it in 2 weeks on crack. 2 weeks, $100,000. I'm not kidding. I mean, that's ridiculous. But, you know, as far as like when I was younger, when you could trust what you were getting was truthfully what you were getting. I remember my first time that I did LSD, I have to say it was a really good experience, but I trusted the people that I got it from. I knew that it was not going to hurt me. And I didn't do like they do give you tabs. And they said, Debbie, this is really strong. So I cut it in half. And thank God I didn't do the whole thing because I was, whoo. I mean, I just remember when it started, Dr. Feelgood by Motley Crue had just come out. And I was watching it. And all of a sudden I was like, this is the greatest song ever. Like, I was so amazed. And then I ran over to my friend's house, who was like a total staunch, no drug person. And I ran upstairs into his room. And he was like, what are you doing? And I said, I got to look at your room. I just wanted to look at things. And he had this wallpaper that it was pink. And I don't know what the pattern was. But in my little, you know, LSD-induced stupor, I saw these birds, and they were flying. I stood in that room for 3 hours and stared at the wall. I remember his roommate came in and was like, oh, my God. And I was like, look, this is the coolest thing I ever see. You know, and I can't imagine what it must look like to somebody who doesn't do anything, and you're in that room staring at the wall like, this is gorgeous. I just wanted to do a little story. Again, people say, could you do more stories about drugs? Now, if anyone wants more specific information, please, whoever wrote the notes, I got like 4 or 5. It was to DebbieQ@therightshoepodcast.com. It was to that email address. If anybody wants a specific thing, I will talk about anything. But if it's about opiates, I will only tell you the bad. Because opiates to me, I'm telling you, they're so incredibly dangerous. Any good you get out of them, it's not worth it. Please believe me. Don't ever try heroin. Please. Please. It will destroy your life. And it just will. There's no way around it. It's too good. I mean, some people like Keith Richards, he's an anomaly. That's very rare. Don't do opiates. If you're going to smoke pot. Pot's a good, like pot, I really believe in the healing properties of it. Or, you know, if you're going to experiment, use your head. Drinking, you know, I when I was younger, man, I drank, but I always stuck with beer. You know, never mix because that makes you sick. Like, you know, if you drink beer one night or a vodka the next, like, don't drink a ton of it. And don't be like that. There's things that I see. You know, and I'm saying it this way because I know that a lot of younger people listen to me for a fact. Don't go and do, you know, a lot of college people do that thing where they are initiated or something and they drink. Don't do that. Like, don't. If you're trying to get into a club and they're telling you to drink until you're sick, that's not a club you want to be a part of. It's stupid. You be you, be your individual self, and use your head. Do research on it. Now with the internet, you can do research on drugs. See what one thing could affect you. See what is the worst thing that could happen. See if you could do maybe one of this or one of that and get away with it. You know, there's research now that can be done on the internet. before you, like, have fun, experiment, but don't get stupid and don't ever try heroin or opiates or anything like it. It's horrible. It's not even worth one time. It really isn't. It'll get you sick the first time. And then for some reason, it's like, oh, you just keep hearing about it. So you try it again. That's how it's, don't even try it. If you're going to try something, smoke weed. And, you know, I don't want to say other drugs, but if other drugs come up, make sure you do your research and make sure you're with a trusted individual. And if I can get interviews with the Crack Shack, I definitely will, because I think, you know, it might be interesting to hear their story. And I do believe that some of them would probably open up to me. So that's a possibility. I'm making this short, but if anyone has any other questions, please feel free to ask me. I will be honest with anything that you ask about drugs. Genuinely help you, because believe me, from the time I was 16 until I was about in my lower 30s, I had a massive problem with, and it wasn't just with one thing. I felt depressed, and the only way I could get out of it was I just wanted to escape mentally. But then what happened was I did very much become just addicted to what I was doing. And that's when the problem starts. And it's not easy to get out of, let me tell you. So this is Debbie Q with The Right Shoe. Again, if this wasn't what you were expecting, just write back, ask me, and I'll tell you whatever you want to know. And if I can get an interview with people from the Crack Shack, I will. I think people would be highly entertained. And it's not exploiting them. I mean, I would tell them, look, it's going to be on a podcast. Again, 90% of them have no idea what a podcast is. But I think they would like just people. I'll say, like, I'm just doing this so people will make their decisions about drugs. I guarantee you they'll talk their brains out. But I got to figure out, you know, it's not like you're walking in. It's called the Crack Shack for a reason. I mean, it's not this peaceful, lovely place. You know, you got to schmooze your way in there. So I'm coming back with True Crime very quickly. This is Debbie Q with The Right Shoe. Have a nice night, and please be safe out there. It is so dangerous. I am so worried. Just be safe. You know, have fun, try to enjoy life, and just be safe.